We get requests to send letters for various activities at Hindu temples. Usually they put them in a printed souvenir. So this one just went out to New Zealand. New Zealand Tudor Murugan Temple Society, on the occasion of the temple's Mahakumbhabhishekam. So this is a group in New Zealand that only formed in January of 2000. And I looked in the file, and there was a letter from Gurudeva on January 2000 congratulating them on forming. So here we are just a little over 2 years later writing the letter on their Kumbhabhishekam. So one of the reasons is they bought an existing building. That always speeds you up. Make a temple out of granite, that'll slow you down. But they bought an existing building and installed deities in it. So we congratulated them and gave them Gurudeva's standard statement. Subramanya Swami often stressed in his talks and writings that it is through temples the great gods are able to contact and inspire us to improve our lives, to see God everywhere, to seek love and harmony in all situations, starting in our home, and then to all we meet. As we become more stable in this harmonious relationship, we are inspired to bring forth the culture, to share what we have, so it may be passed on to the next generation. So that was Gurudeva's standard thought on the importance of temples, that in a Hindu diaspora or when Hindus exist in countries that don't have temples, if you don't have temples, the culture will eventually fade away. Culture isn't perpetuated from one person to another. It comes out of the temple. The temple has a special vibration which uplifts us all, refines us all, reminds us of the culture, and therefore is central to perpetuating it. And the second idea, Gurudeva always included, was, of course, the challenge is for the elders to pass on to the next generation their deep understanding of Hindu philosophy, the uniqueness of the temple, and the traditional ways of worshipping Tudor Murugan and receiving his potent blessings. All of us here at Kauai Adinam and our magazine Hinduism Today are always available to help in any way we can to support your efforts. So this is a challenge worldwide, and we've done a few things to help, but it's an ongoing problem in that many temples, societies don't have effective ways of passing on the teachings to the next generation. You visit there, you give a talk, and where all the kids are outside running around playing. So if they're outside running around playing when you're there, you know, it means they're always outside running around playing. So it means they're not being taught about the temple. If you don't understand how the temple works, then of course you grow up not valuing it and not integrating it into your life. So this is an ongoing challenge in terms of dialogue with Hindu leaders at various temples. Gurudeva is encouraging education to take place at the temples that are established. It's something we can focus more of our publications on to be of service. We recently produced a nice flyer on, it's called Hinduism's Code of Conduct, which is the Yamas and Niyamas, 10 Yamas, 10 Niyamas, and we have 24,000 or something. 48,000 of them. That'll last a while. We print them along with the cover. So this one was two up, and we printed 24,000 of Gurudeva's commemorative issue. So we have 48,000, and 5,000 of which are going to Trinidad. Is that right? We have some Livewire ministers, the Raghunandan family, Livewire missionaries in Trinidad who are very eager to distribute Gurudeva's teachings there. And in fact, they're on TACO with their Mystic Mouse publication, showing they have quite a support team there distributing the publication. So they were very keen on the Yamas and Niyamas, so it even has their telephone contact on it, Trinidad, and has their phone number. So 5,000 are going to them, and then we have 43,000 more to distribute around the world. And it's a very good publication for this kind of effort of teaching children because it summarizes very succinctly in the English and Sanskrit words these 20 principles and then explains them. Plus, we have the greatest backup possible. We have Gurudeva's very inspired elucidations of each of the yamas and niyamas in Living with Shiva as a backup textbook for any teacher. Then we have the Sri Shiva Yogaswami Shiva Thondon Center, Scarborough, Ontario, having a Mahasamadhi Puja of Yogaswami on March 24th. So we sent a message there. Reflecting on the Mahasamadhi of Sri Shiva Yogaswami, his great spiritual attainment comes to mind, which was achieved through many years of strict dhyana, sadhana, and tapas. Standard, right? Now it takes a twist. You have to listen to the twist here. His attainment is also our potential. Our spiritual destiny to be reached at some point in this or a future life. Let his great attainment re-inspire us to devote more time to our own spiritual practices. So that's how Gurudeva looked at it, and it, you know, beautifully said in the Clear White Light chapter in Merging with Shiva, we go into the light and sometimes we see the face of a great master. And then it goes on to say, who shows us our own spiritual potential? It doesn't stop by seeing someone great and here we are. It says, no, you will be that eventually. Let it inspire you to become your spiritual potential. Our soul is what moves from one life to the next through the process of reincarnation. We cannot take our material wealth with us, only our soul. Thus the soul's development, its maturation, is the only permanent part of life. Yogaswami's sagely advice on these matters is timeless. And we have three quotes. You cannot improve others or the world. Improve yourself. So sometimes it's easier to think about improving others or worrying about making the world a better, safer place, and because that's easier to do than to improve ourselves. Because to improve ourselves, we have to acknowledge that we're not perfect, that we have flaws, that we have areas that we can improve, and then we have to try and actually do it. Next quote, little by little, control the mind. Direct the mind towards God and practice meditation. And finally, you must know yourself by yourself. There is nothing else to be known. So, some thoughts from Yogaswami.